A draft ordinance before the Borough Assembly Monday was just up for a discussion and not a vote. It was modeled on an ordinance passed in Skagway and aimed to end spraying of herbicides and pesticides in the borough except with assembly approval. The discussion has been prompted by State Department of Transportation plans announced this year to start spraying some roadsides in Southeast. A number of residents have called on the assembly to take action. Resident Dave Randrup cautioned the assembly to study the issue before acting.
I suggest you address the strength and duration of effectiveness for herbicides and pesticides before endorsing a program. Don't rely on somebody else's word for this information. Demand actual test results published and peer-reviewed results.
The draft ordinance would have prohibited certain chemical spraying with a $1,000 fine for violations. Several borough assembly members did not like the proposed wording. Cindy Lagadakis said she was in favor of restricting spraying but had concerns about the draft.
I am concerned that this ordinance, once it goes into effect immediately with and it will affect retailers who have product on the shelf, people who have product at their homes, and the minute you sign it, this goes into law with a fine attached to it.
Another assembly member, Bob Lynn, thought the ordinance went too far. He wanted the $1,000 fine for violations removed and wanted more educational measures against the use of chemicals instead.
Then I had a question which I'd asked the manager and so forth earlier is, even if we put it into effect, does it have any, it doesn't really have any meaning on federal land whatsoever.
Probably not.
It doesn't. But what about state land?
And probably not.
Probably not. And so what we're talking about is we're restricting all private use. And I think that goes a little bit, I am not an advocate, you know, overall user, but I also think it's way too restrictive. I don't see any problem, you know, with somebody having, you know, some of this, and I think that's the way originally it was written, you know, some of the EPA approved things, but this prohibits all of it, and I'm not comfortable going there yet.
Meanwhile, Nancy Strand was interested in creating a public notice requirement.
I don't know that we necessarily need to fine gardeners who foolishly want to use Roundup or whatever.
Yeah.
The important thing to me is that they be required to notify us before any spraying gets done.
Under regulation changes approved by the State Department of Environmental Conservation in 2013, state agencies like the Department of Transportation no longer need a DEC permit for chemical spraying along roadsides. The state does need to provide notice of any plans to spray, but is no longer required to hold a public comment period. The DOT wants to use the chemicals in areas for weed control, and it wants to save money over mechanically clearing roadsides. The DOT's plans to spray have generated letters of opposition from Petersburg's borough. Jay Stanton Greger wanted to focus on larger spraying on public lands.
Public areas, public roadways, public right-of-ways, because I think that takes into account the major thing of what I would use the term industrial spraying, going and spraying 20 miles of road where it's leaking right into our water. Just the sheer quantity of that changes is a game changer compared to what Bob's doing in his garden.
Meanwhile, borough manager Steve Giesbrecht said he's heard from residents they wanted to stop their neighbors from spraying as well.
Today, I mean, we have it. It's not just DOT doing this. Yeah. People spray the roadsides in front of their house, right next to a creek. That's what people are saying. They don't want that done.
Three assembly members, Nancy Strand, Cindy Lagadakis, and Bob Lynn, agreed to act as a committee to come up with new ordinance language along with the manager. That will come back before the full assembly at some later date. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.